This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden says that he was not issuing a new policy by saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin should not remain in power because of his actions in Ukraine.
It's more an aspiration than anything. He shouldn't be in power. There's no, I mean, people like this shouldn't be ruling countries, but they do. The fact they do, but doesn't mean I can't express my outrage about it.
And meanwhile, the number of refugees flooding out of Ukraine is approaching 4 million. We get details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Alina Beskrovna and her mother left Mariupol to get to the border to Poland. They had to cross 18 checkpoints, 16 Russian and 2 Ukrainian. What is it like in Mariupol?
Horrific. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a mass murder that's happening at the hands of the Russians.
She tells the AP there is no gas, electricity or cell phone service.
We melt snow to have at least something to drink. We cook on open fires. Under shelling and bombs, just because if you don't, you will have nothing to eat.
Beskrovna is in Poland now, but she worries about Mariupol.
A lot of people are just, I think, starving to death in their apartments right now with no help.
Beskrovna says her dad is missing and fears he may have been taken by the Russians. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Ukrainian forces do say that they have retaken Kyiv, a suburb in an eastern town, from the Russians. The United Nations chief has launched an initiative to immediately explore possible arrangements for a humanitarian ceasefire in Ukraine. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that this would allow the delivery of desperately needed aid and pave the way for serious political negotiations to end the month-long war. This is VOA News. Australia's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government's upcoming budget will increase spending on defense and national security while reducing household expenses. Frydenberg will reveal the budget Tuesday for the fiscal year beginning July 1st with an eye to Australia's general elections that are due by May 21st. With Russia at war in Ukraine and China's military becoming more assertive, Frydenberg foreshadowed further investments in defense and national security, reflecting the challenges that we now face. With inflation increasing in part because of higher oil prices, the government is expected to reduce its tax on gasoline. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Conservative government will be seeking a fourth three-year term in the next elections. Thousands of supporters of Pakistan's main opposition parties gathered in a rally in Islamabad on Monday evening. Earlier in the day, Pakistani opposition legislators launched a no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister Imran Khan, hoping to oust Khan's government amid accusations that he has mismanaged the nation's economy. An alliance of opposition leaders called the Pakistan Democratic Movement has been trying to turn Khan's coalition partners against him, some whom seem ready to desert him. A legal official says ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has not attended recent court hearings in which she is a defendant because she has been quarantined due to possible exposure to the coronavirus. She has been detained since February 1st last year when the army seized power and is being tried in several cases involving charges of corruption, election fraud, and violating a state secrets law. The 76-year-old deposed leader has missed 3 court sessions so far because she was quarantined after some of the people helping with her care were found to be infected with the coronavirus. She is being held at an undisclosed location in Myanmar's capital. The Australian and New Zealand prime ministers have voiced concerns about the potential for a Chinese military presence on the Solomon Islands. A document leaked last week indicates China could boost its military presence in the South Pacific island nation, including with warship visits. The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he has spoken to New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern about the development and planned to speak to his counterparts in other areas on Monday. Morrison says the agreement is a reminder of the constant pressure and threats that present in the region. Recapping her top story again, speaking to reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden says he was not issuing a new policy by saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin should not remain in power because of his actions in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.